Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and tonight is our special night, Saturday, which is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. So this healing process, maybe for the first 20 minutes, will not work on the archives, it'll only work live. So let's just get started here. We'll do an emotional clearing for everybody, and within 5 minutes here we'll be going to the Lightship. So let's clear away some of the emotional densities, traumas that you may have experienced. And we'll go back like we normally do every 5 days. So we'll go back 5 days in your life. And you should feel pretty good if you listen to the last week's show, because that means that you're going to have a lot of clearings done. As you go back 5 days, you get more and more released from you. So here we go. 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days, cleared. 3 days, cleared. 2 days, cleared. Yesterday cleared, and today cleared. There we go. Feeling body, 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And pain body, 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's do a trauma body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, we'll see if our co-host is out there. Sylvia, are you there? Out in cyberspace?
Hello, I'm here, and hi, and welcome to everyone that's coming on tonight or listening. And I see we have some names on the fast chat already, so hello to all of you that are with us, and please feel free to type in your questions, your comments, and your requests. And like Ron said, we'll be going to the Lightship in just a few minutes. If you haven't done that before, it's a wonderful experience, and it's for the purpose of healing. And Ron, do you want to just mention a little bit about what the Lightship is?
The Lightship comes every 2,000 years, so if you're a Christian, or you studied the Bible when you were younger, you probably knew about what Jesus did. That's what the Bible is about, at least the New Testament, about the teachings of Jesus. And it talks about his healing. So the Lightship is here. Jesus came from the Lightship, and he was from Source Energy, came here to help people to do the ascension process 2,000 years ago. That's basically it. And the Lightship is here again. It came here in 2005. And it's for everyone to understand that you must have healings, just like you did when Jesus walked the earth 2,000 years ago, even though it's actually worse now than when it was when he walked the earth. But kind of that's besides the point. You still need to have your genetic cellular memory cleaned out for the ascension process, because our body stores thoughts. And when it stores thoughts, that's judgment. And these judgments of thoughts prevent your spirit from coming into your body because of the low vibration, the low frequency of energy that's there. And along with that, you have alien time-coded energies, implants, etc., from past lives of your body. This is genetics, not necessarily your spirit, but that also, your spirit does have connections to those, but mainly it's your body. So Jesus came here to save the body of people, so the body could move on, which is what you talk about, eternal life. So that's basically kind of what it is. There's a lot more to it, but basically this is the time over again when Jesus was supposed to come and do this same process over again. So the time is here, it's right now, and it's up to you if you're interested to continue on with his teachings of ascension to get on board and to understand that this is what's here now. So here we go. And we call it the Lightship. In the time of Jesus, he called it Father. Same thing, same energy. So let's do a mind to heart drop. This is where you take your awakening consciousness and put it into your heart center. And this is where you need to be. You should live your life there continuously, because naturally, when you're in your heart center, then you're out of time. Remember, the darkness gave us time. So when you're in time, you're in the darkness of the thoughts of everything around you. When you're out of time, then you have a wonderful life because you're not being connected to, quartered to, quartered by things around you like the planets, etc., because you're in the present moment. And that's the difference, being in the present moment or being in time, in the time-based reality of darkness. So here we go. Let's drop you down. I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. Very simple. This you should be doing yourself daily, you know, many times a day. So just sit back, relax. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So when you're in your heart center, it's impossible to get a negative thought because you're not dealing with collective consciousness. You're only dealing with love energy. So this is one way to find out if you're in your heart center or not. And the thoughts that you have will not be inside of your head. That's not where your heart lives. It's not where your spirit lives. It doesn't live in darkness. It lives in love energy, in your heart center. So this is where these energies should come from. You should feel the vibration, the thoughts that you would have of divine energy in your heart center, not the thoughts inside of your head, between your ears. So here we go. Let's go to the light ship, everybody. You're taking up out of time. And you're going to be here. You won't disappear. But remember, you're in a time-based reality, so you're being turned off and on continuously anyway. On, off, on, off, on, off. And the light ship, when you're not here, takes you to the light ship. And when you're here, then you're in the time-based reality, unless you can connect to your heart center. Then you're in the time-based reality, and then you're basically, you know, living on this planet, but not of it, okay? So here we go. I'm going to count to five. You can bring yourself up. You can bring animals and pets up. You can bring flowers and trees, but you cannot bring people. They have to be able to be on this program live in order to have this experience. So here we go. And you can only go to the light ship when I'm doing this process or going on to our conference calls that we have. So here we go. I'm going to count to five as we go up. One, two, three, four, and five. We're there now. So we'll probably have about a 15-minute experience on the light ship so you can see what it's like. The first thing we're going to go to is the room where they release pain from us. Remember, there's many different light beams there. Light beams are energies, you could call it people, forms that have not yet had an incarnation from the light ship. So they're still there taking on their physical form of what they're going to be living in after ascension, when the universe gets turned back on again of light. During the ascension process, everything gets turned off. So when it gets turned back on again, then these creations of light go out to experience life somewhere in the universe of light. So you may actually see a life form that you recognize. So here's the pain release room. We're bringing some pain release energy. And all these healings are between you and the light being doctors. Here we go. Here comes the pain release energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, that feels great. So let's go to another room. Let's go to the room where they release densities from us here. We're going to the beautiful waterfall room of the silver waterfall. Here it comes. Again, stronger, 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 and stronger. And we're in many, many rooms at one time. Request your healing. Do it maybe every half a minute, because the light always sees you in divine perfection. We're going to go into a room now where they actually have the beautiful golden whales. So if you like whale energies, here it comes down to you. So I'll count to 10. You're in this room getting healings done to you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. One more room we're going into. This is the large crystal geode. And this time we're going to have it made out of hematite. So you're going to feel it, hematite energy. Here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Put some music on so you can just kind of enjoy sitting back, feeling the energy, request your healing. And we'll see you back in about a minute. Cake right now. So if you're there listening, just in about 5 seconds, you're going to feel some energy in your mouth. Right now you're feeling it, and it might taste kind of sweet. So we're having some shared birthday cake here from the food court on the light ship. So here we go. We're going up now to another location. We're going to go to the penthouse. We don't go there that often. Sometimes we do this on the special conference calls that we have. We're having one tomorrow, which is 8 hours in length, getting rid of these alien extraterrestrial ET critters that inhabit our body that are invisible. But we'll go to the penthouse. Here we go. We're going there now. It's a whole different part of the light ship. And right now we can look out and see the wonderful stars, see the different planets out there. And also, they're giving us some special solution to drink. This is the silver water for healing. This you can also get on the website under the water charging activation. You can request this. Now, this water is kind of thick and pasty. It's going into our mouth right now. You might feel your saliva changing again. This is for, like, gum infections, maybe stomach ulcers, different things like this here. Anything that is not of the norm, you know, and as far as sickness, illness, it could probably help you somewhat. Going into one other room, we're going into the room where they have the golden energy. This is from Saint Germain. So we'll bring in Saint Germain's energy first. Here he comes. Stronger, 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 stronger. He's from the light ship. This is his true spirit energy before he came to Earth here. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And his new frequency that he's using, which has been probably for the last year, is gold energy. So I think he's switching over from gold instead of the Vata flame that people normally use here. But either one would probably work for you. But here's the golden energy that he is more currently using. So here it comes, the gold energy. I'll count to 10 as it comes into you. You can actually feel it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So enjoy the music here. And we'll go in and see the turtles in the water in the light ship. Here they are, going swimming with the turtles. Here's their energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Thank you. one other room. Let's go into the room where the little penguins are. I love the penguins. They're very beautiful. And also, if you like swans, we'll go in and see the swans, too. So we'll have some water energies tonight. So here's the penguins. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And next we'll go to where the swans are. So you may feel a slight shift of energy. So I want to let you have a nice experience here, even though we're going into a lot of rooms, but you may be able to discern the difference here. Here's the swans coming. Stronger, 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 and stronger. In the light ship snow. So here it comes. Here's the light ship snow for healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Thank you. other room. And let's go into the room where they have the beautiful bumblebees. A favorite for a lot of people. And we can ride on the bumblebees, so here we go. Take a seat, and you can get some honey in there too, some nectar from the flowers. So here's a bumblebee. So I'll count to 10 as we go on their backs and ride around. They're very large. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Addiction patterns. So here we go. Here comes the lack energy. Remember, it knows all about what's not of the light. So here we go. So stronger. This lack energy will feel very heavy for you at first for the newcomers. So stronger is stronger and stronger. So enjoy this here. Ask and request what you want to have released from you. let's come back from the light ship here. So we're going into the special rooms where we're thanking the light being doctors for working with us. Remember, the healings are between you and them. And the results of your healings are basically based on your faith, which is your genetic cellular memory. How did your ancestors feel about healing? What have you brought forth in this lifetime in genetics to cause your problems? And also, you know, what have you brought forward that prevents you from allowing the divine energies from helping you? This is kind of how this is looking as I look at it. And, you know, are you under spells and hexes and curses? Are you having troubles with, body energetics of some sort? Are you under attack by aliens? So there's a lot that goes into the mix of healing. We had a show on, it was a Friday, I think it was in the 10th month here. So that would be October. And it's on a Friday, I believe. So if you want to know more about healing, you may want to check into that show. Maybe somebody could type in what it is. We went over about an hour and a half total for the show, and it talks about healing. So some people ask me, how come some people have wonderful healings on the light ship, and I've been waiting for maybe a couple of weeks or even a couple of months, and I feel slightly better, but it's just not working. What's wrong? What's wrong with me? Other people are getting it. So that particular program talks a lot about that. And if somebody could maybe bring it in on the fast chat here, that'd be wonderful. And we could tell you what the actual date was. But I think it was in October. And it was on a Friday. So we're coming back. So I'll count to five. As we come back, you're going to feel the energy around you change. And we're going to say goodbye to all the beautiful light beings that worked with us tonight. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So, Sylvia, you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I am, Ma. That was a wonderful, wonderful time on the light ship. Oh, it's great. So, yeah, I'm looking back over some of the shows that we did in October, trying to find the one that you are talking about. So hopefully I'll be able to find that before the end of the hour.
Pretty sure it was October, so.
Okay, I'll keep looking.
So anyway, somebody out there may know.
Okay, great. I was hoping you could talk a little bit, Ron, about frequencies, because, you know, you were mentioning about how the body gets very dense, and so the frequency of the body is difficult for the spirit to come into because of the stored thought forms, judgments, and so forth that are making the body too dense. So when we talk about raising our frequency, then, is it really the frequency of the body that we're working on raising rather than the frequency of the spirit, or is the spirit kind of lower its frequency to come into the body?
Oh, that's a very good question. Okay, first of all, your spirit never changes its frequency. It has only one frequency of its creation, and that's what it is. And so your body naturally has its own frequency also, which is denser because it's denser because it is physical versus being invisible. Now, most people talk about in the spiritual aspect of things that you want to raise your vibration, we'll say, to become more spiritual. Well, what's really happening is that your spirit is able to come more fully into your physical body. So you're not really changing the body's frequency or the spirit's frequency. You're just making the body come into more light. And so when the body can finally integrate all the light, and I should start over again a little bit here. Just by having your spirit into your body does not mean that you are going to turn into a light body. It just means that it's going to be inside of you, just like entities are, okay? So it's going to walk along with you between your cells and emit the glow around you, okay? Now, when your spirit comes into your body fully, into your cellular memory, and then it becomes integrated with your body structure, then you become a light body. And so a light body is actually a physical form turning into a spiritual form and with full spirit consciousness. And the consciousness is twofold. It's of the spirit consciousness of divine energy along with the body's consciousness. So that way you have two different energies working hand in hand, and they connect to each other. So actually raising your vibration, that really is not the proper statement to use, although it might be the quickest, easiest way for people to talk about what's happening. But really, all you're doing is becoming more spiritually empowered. And spiritual empowerment is what you want to have with your spirit. So you want to be able to communicate first with your spirit, just like the voice inside of your head would be talking to you, which could be, or which actually is, your ego self, which is the mind energy, which can be entities. Okay, so anything talking to you inside of your head is not of any type of divine energy, not any source energy. It's created by the darkness. And or possibly being an entity, it was created by the earth energy, but it never got any healing, so the darkness is controlling it. So that might be a better way of stating it. And so remember, what the earth spirit creates is light, because it is from light. It created this planet as a light planet, but a lot of the energies got taken over and corrupted by the darkness. So the darkness has to get weeded out so that the light can come through more and shine more. So I kind of hope I answered the question. And I see the fast chat. Yeah, it's September 25th. So if you want to find out about healing, and, you know, you're a newcomer listening and you wonder, you know, why maybe you've been on this healing journey for your whole lifetime and now you come in and you heard about me and you're asking for healings and it just isn't working either for you, then you want to listen to that show because it will give you a lot of insight. And what happens is some people, when they go to the light ship, they have a wonderful healing. It happens instantly and they go, wow, you know. What I can do with people instantaneously, like what Jesus did, the healings that I perform that are instantaneous are all the ones that are listed on the website, okay? This is like your emotional clearing, your mental body clearing. These are all bodies, anxiety. There's, you know, let's say probably around 50 clearings that I can do instantaneously, and these all work. Now, the physical problem is that your body has DNA in it, and you have to clean out the DNA to come into light. And what happens is if the DNA is too corrupted, you're living that lifestyle of corruption, of darkness, and it's much harder to have a healing. And so what happens, sometimes people out there have hexes and spells and just dark side practitioners working with them, and that also is a problem for a lot of people because when that's happening, you have some active ingredient there coming into your cake mix of who you are, and you can never get well because there's always something going on. You can, it's kind of like, you know, having a fly swatter, and you start swatting flies, but, you know, there's no way you're going to get all of them because there's so many around you trying to attach to you. So you can get rid of them one at a time, but you're not getting rid of the practitioner who's given you all these flies, we'll say. So this is kind of the problem that some people have with healing, is that there's so much of a load put on them and so much mind energy being transmitted to them. And this is what everybody on this planet has also. Remember, you're all mind-controlled by the aliens. And this is why we have healings to get these things off of you, to help you out somewhat. You know, I would like just to put up one clearing, hypothetically, that would take all this away. But, you know, there's so much out there. The darkness is very sneaky. So when we find one that we can do and put up, we put it up, and it does work. And it gives people a lot of relief. But, you know, they can still come out with other healings, or, you know, or other, I won't say healings, but other negative things from the dark side. And for some people, just kind of, they kind of scratch their head, wondering, gee, I feel better today. I feel great for the last 2 or 3 weeks, and all of a sudden something else is going on in my life. What's happening here? So that's kind of what happens. And a lot of this could be DNA, you know, time-coded energies coming out of you. you know, from the past. Maybe something got triggered at the age of 25 and maybe 25 and a half, then 26. And so you overcome and get healed from 25, but all of a sudden at 25 and a half, one of these time-coded implants goes off on you that was put into your ancestors 20,000 years ago, and now you're dealing with it. So this is what we have here. I don't want to sound very grim, but this is reality. This is why that program, if you tune into it on the BBS archive, September 25th, you'll get a lot of insight on what is going on with us here and, you know, why sometimes the healing that you ask for only helps a little bit or maybe doesn't help at all. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. Now, before we go on, I just want to review this date. I think that the show that you're talking about might have been a different date. I'm showing on August 28th. It was a Friday, and it was one that went like an hour and a half long. And it was one where we had caller in with that had had a dog bite.
Okay, that's in August, huh?
Yeah, it was August 28th.
That might be the one then.
And that was the one where, you know, relating to that one healing, there was an entity clearing and then a trauma clearing. All these different clearings, genetics, the dog's fear energy, all the different things that had to be kind of pulled off of that in order for healing to occur. It was a very extensive healing that just kept going on into different areas. And that was, if anybody's interested in that one on the archives, that'll be August 28th.
Great.
And then as far as the September 25th goes, I'm just looking through the notes here. That was also a Friday show. There was a sample of the magnetic alignment, and we talked about teeth and mouth and gum healings and mercury, and the lightship actually did a healing for mercury on that one.
Okay, great. I'm glad you have notes there. So wonderful. Okay. So let's bring in some peace energy here through the light being. And some people will say, Ron, what's the difference between the light being, pitcher, and the insignia? So the basic difference is, through the light being, I normally bring in either the females or the males or the non-gender light beings. Now, the lightship insignia will give you the 12 source energies. And that's the difference on the two. Naturally, light beings could come through the 12 source energies, but that's the reason why we have two of those pictures up. And then also we have other ones up, you know, if you wish to sample different types of beings that were from the lightship, and these are on the website. And a lot of people have fun with that to feel the different types of energies. And this sometimes can be a little more personal to you. But basically, that's the difference of what we have here. So what I want to do now is bring in the energy of Jesus, since we're in the month of December. I don't think he was born in December, but this is when his birthday was celebrated. So it makes no difference, really. Here we go. So let's bring in the energy of Jesus. And I have a lot of fun with this here. I want to bring in the energy for myself. I love this. Let's bring in the energy at the age of, I'll just pick 15. So, and you're going to like this yourself, everybody, because we'll be able to sample his energies as he changed and became a little more conscious. Or another way of looking at it, remember his body's DNA was cleared out, so he could run different light beings. So maybe only a few light beings came in at the age of 15. A lot more may have come in at the age of 20. So you're actually going to be feeling those energies coming through, maybe a little more powerful, okay? So here we go, age of 15, energy of Jesus through the light being picture. And if you want to bring Jesus up also, you can. I think it's below the fast chat energy there, I believe. Is it there, Sylvia? I don't have my screen up all the way here. Yes,
yeah,
it's there.
If you look on the fast chat window below where it says, where it has the little places you can click on for sound, you can click there on for the picture of Jesus, also for the insignia if you like.
Okay, so here we go. Coming in, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, that feels great. So kind of sample that energy there. And let's bring in the energy of Jesus at the age of 20. Here he comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And we'll just kind of move up here again. Let's go to 25. Here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and let's go at the age of 30. Here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. We'll go to the age of 35. Here we go. So some people say he died at 33, some say at 38, but we'll bring in the energy at 35. So we're just going to do this here. Here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. Okay. So hopefully you loved all that energy. And we're bringing in his little baby energy. Let's do that here. Here it comes. So I'll just count to 10 so I don't bore you to death with the stronger stuff here. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I'm going to put some music on for everybody just for a minute or so you can actually enjoy this wonderful energy, being in the present moment. Here we go. bring in his heart energy. This is the love that he felt for humanity. A little different than the compassion. Here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Turn it back over to you. Very wonderful. And we'll leave the energy in for the peace energy also when we leave the show here for a half an hour. So I'll be bringing that in as we close the show down. I'll start that right now. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, wow, that was wonderful. Wonderful experience with the different ages and energies of Jesus. And lots of comments, Ron, on the fast chat of people experiencing, Cindy says, my heart is full. Heal said, very strong energies and gentle at the same time. Sharon says, feels awesome and love the music. And Annika, great energies coming through now. And Everett, whoa, the rays and colors are shimmering a lot on that picture. Yeah, so it's great. It's really, people are really feeling that. So wonderful. So I guess it's time to close out the show. That went by so fast. And would you like to mention about tomorrow's healing session in case anybody would like to participate in that?
Yeah, it's an 8-hour long conference call. It starts at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. That's 1 o'clock Eastern. You can give me a email, and I'll get back with you before 10 o'clock tomorrow, my time, which is Pacific time. I'll be checking emails probably about an hour before we go on. So if you want to come on, just give me an email, maybe your phone number, and I'll talk to you. Give you a little reduced rate on it because we charge $200 for the month, which is 28 hours of healing. So I would lower that down naturally. Don't miss it, you know. It's a wonderful conference call. There's so much healing that gets done. We get away from these energies of darkness, getting rid of the extraterrestrial implants, energies. You could check it out if you want on BBS. If you have time, you can go to 11:30:07 and 10:10:08, where we took away a lot of the extraterrestrial energies. It's also on the website under Alien Attack Removal. That's $30 a month, but these 8-hour calls are very, very special, and we also have a special call coming up. This will be the last one of the 8-hour series. We have a special call, which will be 4 hours in length on January 2nd, and that will be for us to investigate, explore, feel the ascension energies for 2010. So it'll be a Saturday call. So anyway, I'll just say blessings to all of you. Enjoy the peace energy here, and it'll be on for the next half an hour. So goodbye, everybody. Our next BBS program will be on Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern. Bye, everyone. Have a wonderful evening.
Blessings, everyone. Good night.
Good night to you all.